平安。
Good morning to you all, brothers and sisters.
请我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's turn and read a few passages from the Bible.
第一处呢是在马太福音第四章。
The first is in Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们从第一节读到第十一节。
So we'll read from verse 1 through verse 11.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry.
那试探者呢，近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
Then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Then Jesus said to him, Go, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him.
第二处我们翻到《生命记》第八章。
Next, we'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
We'll read verse 1 through 6.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
You should remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Thus, you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines his son.
你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him.
我们最后再看诗篇第一篇。
Finally, we'll turn to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇第二节第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，管他所做的尽都顺利。
He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
我想圣经就暂时读到这，请我们低头有点祷告。
And so this will conclude our Bible reading for the moment. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢你，你就这样一个礼拜带我们平安的过来。
Lord, we thank you that you have led us peacefully through another week.
因此每当来到面前的时候，我们真的要把感谢赞美归给你。
Every time we gather before you, we have to offer up our thanksgiving and praise to you.
因为你是一生这样带领我们、牧养我们的主。
Because our entire lives, you have led us and are shepherding us.
越过越让我们觉得你实在是我们的好处，你实在是我们心中所爱慕的。
And more and more, we see that you are the good for us and and that you love us.
我们宝贵能够常常一同聚在你跟前。
And we truly treasure the time that we have to spend before your throne.
我们一同来读你的话，一同来分享你的话。
As we study your word together and read your word.
把不仅的话，真是像生命粮，供应我们，也像生命的光来照亮我们。
May your word be this heavenly food for us and the light to shine upon us.
让我们常常活在话语的亮光当中。
And may we dwell in the light of your word.
行走在地上的时候能够讨你的欢喜。
And as we walk in this world, we will be able to live a life that is pleasing to you.
因此早晨我们把这点时间仰望交托在主的手中。
And in this morning, we commit the following time into your hands.
那求你借着圣灵把这些话解开，把这些话做在我们身上。
And by the Holy Spirit, may you reveal your word to us, and may he do his work in us.
好叫我们知道这话是何等真实，也是何等宝贵。
That we see the truth in the word and how precious it is.
让我们愿意更多来到你话语面前来寻求你，来明白你的心意。
And as we gather before your word, we'll be able to seek you and your will.
我们求你实在带领一下时间听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督求。
And may you lead the following time as we seek you and we rely upon your name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，我们今天能够在一起同来读主的话。
We thank the Lord that we can once again gather together and read His word together.
记得在上个月一年开头的时候，我们交通到帐篷的生活。
And at the beginning of the year, we shared about the living life in a tent.
至少我们今天在地上的生活是一个住帐篷的生活。
And so we are dwelling as sojourners, yeah, living in a tent.
是一个寄居客里的生活。
We're living life as sojourners and guests.
是个暂时的，因为几十年就过去了。
And it's temporary because after a few decades, it'll pass.
我们知道这个世界不是我们家，我们家乃是在天上那更美的家，更美的家乡。
Because we know this world is not our home, and our home is in heaven, and in the more beautiful city.
并且我们知道，当有天主再来的时候，我们要得着儿子的名分，我们身体要得救赎。
We know that when the Lord returns, that we receive our adoption as sons, and our bodies will be saved.
我们要穿上那天上永存的房屋，就是要复活荣耀的身体。
And we will put on the resurrection, the bodies.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的得救就是在乎这个盼望。
And the Bible tells us that our salvation is for this hope.
也因着这个盼望，我们在地上过一个帐篷聚居客里的生活。
And therefore, because of this hope, we live our lives as in a tent, as sojourners and guests in this world.
所以我们有一个志向呢，是要得主的喜悦。
And so we are seeking to please the Lord.
因为有一天我们都要站在基督的台前。
Because one day we will stand before His throne.
要按照个人本身所行的或善或恶受报。
And we will be judged according to what we have done, for good or for ill. So as we live our lives here in the tent, so we have to live our lives for the Lord. And everything that we do, we have to do from our heart as if to the Lord. And if we do everything as to the Lord, then we will receive a reward from the Lord. And so, as we shared before, this life of living in a tent is the attitude that we should have.
那早晨呢，我愿意从马太福音第四章这一段，耶稣在旷野受魔鬼试探这一段的记载。
And so today we're reading from Matthew chapter 4, where the Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness.
从主耶稣三次回答魔鬼的话里面,
from the three times the Lord Jesus answered the devil.
当我们在地上过一个帐篷的生活，在地上开始过一个在实际生活里面，我们呢有哪些该认识、该学习的事情？
So continuing from our sharing on our lives in a tent, these are some lessons that we ought to learn. Characteristics we ought to have when we live. And so from the three times the Lord Jesus answered, the first is, written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so this is a foundation for our life today, which is God's Word.
那第二句话,
the second is, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
这句话呢, 是说到我们在地上生活, 我们生活凭借呢, 是信心。
This tells us that our life today should be a life of faith.
第三句话, 当拜主你的神, 当要侍奉他。
And the third is, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
这是说到我们今天在地上的生活, 我们生活目的呢, 是敬拜侍奉神。
And this tells us that the purpose of our life today is to worship and serve our Lord.
我想这三方面都是我们属于生活上一些基本的认识，也是一个基本的一个学习和操练。
And so I think these are some basic things that we need to recognize and basic lessons we need to learn.
我们每天的生活里面都在应用，都在学习。
And every day in our lives, we need to use and learn these principles.
我们知道一些基本的东西是我们天天在学习操练的。
And so we know these basic things are things that we use every day and have to practice and learn.
不是我们在平常里面把这些基本的东西在那有学习、有操练、有更多的认识。
And so these basic things we use every day and we learn and practice them every day.
当我们在生活上遇到一些试炼的时候，我们就可以站立得住。
And when we meet a temptation, then we will be able to stand firm. And if we meet any temptation, we can overcome them. And in any situation, we'll be able to exemplify a normal Christian life. And so here on earth, I think a lot of things have the same.
我们看在运动场那些球员，他们平时在训练的时候都是一些基本的动作训练。
And when we see athletes when they train, they always train the basic movements.
当这些基本的动作、基本训练他们熟练了，慢慢他们就可以延伸出一些好的一个技巧。
And so when they have mastered these basics, then they can present a good outcome.
但是我们当我们看见他们要比赛要上场之前呢,
and so, but when they go to compete before they enter,
他们还是一直在练习那些基本的动作。
And they still continue to practice these basic
NBA 那些篮球员。
We watch the NBA basketball players.
他们要比赛之前，他们仍然一直在练习那个投球啊，上篮啊。
We see before they begin the game, they're still practicing, you know, shooting and dribbling.
在那里没有什么特别的技巧动作。
There's nothing very special about their actions.
那些棒球员也是一样。
And the baseball players are the same.
他们在比赛之前的时候，他们就一直在练习那个投球啊，挥棒啊，一直在做这些动作。
So before the game, they practice throwing the ball and swinging a bat.
那些外野手呢，就一直在练习接那些滚地球，接那些高飞球。
And the outfielders will practice, you know, fielding a ground ball or a fly ball.
这些都是一个基本的动作。
And these are all basic actions.
平常若是他们把这些基本的动作练习的好，非常熟练的话呢？
And if they can practice these basics and learn them very well.
他们在比赛的时候遇到各种不同的状况，他们就有一个正常一个好的表现。
Then in a game during any situation, they will be able to demonstrate their mastery and kind of exemplify. And then they would be able to win.
我想属灵事情更是这样子。
And I think spiritual things are even more like this.
我们若是对一些基本的真理有认识。
If we have a recognition and understanding of the basic principles,
生活上有一些基本的学习和操练的话，有一些好的一个应用的话
，and if we can apply these basic principles,
当我们遇到一些特殊的环境，遇到一些特殊的情形的时候，我们就有一个属于正常的表现。
And when we meet an exceptional experience, we can exemplify a normal Christian life.
我们就会过一个属灵本身的一个生活。
And we can live a victorious life.
但是若是我们在平常里面缺少这些基本上的学习。
But if in our daily life we're missing these basic lessons.
当我们遇到一些艰难的环境，一些不容易的事情的时候。
When we meet any kind of difficulty, we wouldn't know how to deal with it or react to it. And therefore, our spiritual life would fail. So, brothers and sisters, I'd like to share about the answers that our Lord Jesus gave when he was tempted.
头句话就是说，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
The first is man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
这是讲到我们生活的一个根据，我们生活根据就是神的话。
And so this talks about the foundation of our life, which is the Word of God.
当主耶稣这出来要公开传道之前。
And so before the Lord Jesus went out to start his ministry,
在马太福音第三章末了那里记载告诉我们说
，in Matthew chapter 3, it says,
主耶稣在约旦河里受洗，然后从水里上来，天就忽然开了。
When the Lord Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River and he came up, the heavens opened.
神的灵仿佛像鸽子降在他身上。
He saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him.
然后有声音说，这是我爱子，我所喜悦的。
And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
第四章紧接着就告诉我们说呢，耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And then immediately, chapter 4 says, Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
圣灵把他引到旷野才能受试探。
It was the Spirit that led him to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
乃是说这是出于神的，这是有个目的的。
Which is to say, this is from the Lord and it has a purpose.
雅各书告诉我们说，神不能被恶试探，神也不试探人。
The Bible tells us that God cannot be tempted by evil and he does not tempt any other people. He doesn't tempt anyone.
所以 耶稣在这里受试探，他是以一个人子的身份，以人的身份受试探。
So here, as Jesus is being tempted, he's being tempted as a son of man.
因为耶稣就是他作为人的一个名字。
Because Jesus is his name as a man.
所以借这个试探呢，来显出这个人子的完全。
And by his temptation, he can prove that he is a perfect man.
因此他完全，所以他可以背负世人罪，他是义的，能够代替我们这些不义的。
And therefore, because he shows that he is perfect, he can be righteous and take the place of all of us who are unrighteous.
那另外一个目的呢？作为一个人子耶稣，他是如何在地上过生活？
And secondly, as the Lord Jesus, it shows how he lived his life here on earth.
那这种生活也是神要我们这些属神的儿女要过的一个生活。
It is also the life that the Lord wants to us, His children, to live on earth as well. And so after the Lord had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He became hungry. And the tempter came and said to Him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
耶稣在那里却回答说经上记着说
And the Lord Jesus answered It is written
人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
Man should not live on bread alone but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
魔鬼三次的试探主耶稣三次的回答都说经上记着说经上又记着说
And so every timethe devil tempted him, the Lord Jesus replied, it is written. It is written. And each of his answers comes from the scripture. From Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy means to speak.
就是神说话。
Which is to say, the Lord spoke.
So we see here that the Lord used God's word to rebuke
the devil. So we see here that the Lord used God's word to rebuke the devil.
So we see here that the Lord used God's word to rebuke the devil. So we see here that the Lord used God's
word to rebuke the devil. So we see Jesus' life on earth, his foundation is God's word. And he had fasted for 40 days and nights, and he became hungry.
40乃是一个人可以忍受的一个极限。
So 40 is the limit of what a person can endure.
因为过了40天可能他就不能存活。
Because after 40 days he may not be able to survive.
所以这个时候可以说是耶稣身体最软弱的时候，正是需要食物的时候。
And you could say that this is the point where the Lord Jesus was physically the weakest and in most need.
魔鬼说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐石头变成食物。
And the devil said to him, If you are the son of God, command these stones to become bread.
但是前面第三章那里已经告诉我们说天上有声音天上的神父在说这是我的爱子。
But the previous chapter, we just saw that the heavens opened up and a voice said, This is my beloved son.
现在魔鬼却对他说你现在可以行个神迹。你若是行个神迹的话你就可以证明你是神的儿子。
And here the devil is saying, Here, you can do a miracle and you can testify that you are the son of God.
我们知道使徒耶稣他是可以行神迹奇事。
And we know that the Lord Jesus can do miracles.
他可以借神迹奇事显明他是神的儿子。
And we know that he can cause a miracle to show that he is the Son of God. And we know later that he did do many miracles. But if he used the miracle now, he would have fallen into the temptation of the devil.
And
The devil said, you know, if you are the son of God, you know, cause this miracle. So if you use the miracle and show that he is the son of God. But we know that the Lord Jesus at this point did not need to demonstrate that he is the son of God. He knows that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He knows that he lives not because of these material food. He's living by relying on the Word of God. And this is the foundation of the Lord Jesus' life, which is the Word of God. And we know that our ancestor Adam failed on this. On this item of eating food. We know that it was after Adam and Eve had been created that the devil went to tempt them. And I don't think it was a very long time after they were created that the devil went to tempt them. And the Bible records that the Lord placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and told them to watch over the this is when Adam had first been created, the Lord placed them in there, and Eve had not been created yet, and Adam was about to live his life. And the Lord said to Adam, of all the trees in the garden, you can freely eat of all of the fruit. Except for the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat of it, you will surely die. But we see that Adam did not obey God's word. He listened to Satan's word that you will not surely die. He said, because when you eat of it, you may not die. And so Adam ate of it. And the Bible records that the serpent tempted Eve and not Adam. And that Eve ate of it first and then gave it to Adam. But the Bible clearly records in Romans that through one man, sin entered the world. And that man was Adam. Because Adam is a type. And so, because Adam believed the words of the devil, he allowed death and sin to enter the world. And so as Jesus was preparing for his public ministry, the devil came to tempt him on the same matter as with Adam about eating food. We thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus overcame. Because he lived according to the word of the Lord. Man does not live on bread alone. But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
他也不是照自己的意思在那生活。
And he's not living according to his own will to live.
我们看亚当当时是在伊甸园里面，是一个最好的一个环境。
We know that Adam in the beginning was in the Garden of Eden in the best possible place. And there he can enjoy all that the Lord had created. But he failed. And the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness, and he was in a place that was desolate, and there was nothing to eat. And he was hungry, and his body was weak. But he overcame this temptation.
So we can see one person's success or failure doesn't care about the
environment. So we know that whether a person overcomes or fails, it's not based on their surroundings.
And so
when people say that, I keep failing and stumbling because of my situation, my surroundings, there's so many difficulties. We see our Lord Jesus is a very good example. That no matter his situation, he is still following the Lord's word. Only by living according to God's word can we overcome our surroundings. In fact, when we are surrounded in a good situation, it is harder for us to follow God's word. Rely on it. And in fact, it is easier to fail. And in a difficult situation, we realize that we need to rely upon the Lord and believe in Him. And so when we see the Lord Jesus, He had fasted for 40 days and nights, and He was hungry, He really needed food. But there he said this one sentence that lets us know what our foundation today should be, and it is God's word. So there when the Lord Jesus said man shall not live, what does that mean?
这个活着不是一口气还在的那种活着。
This live is not just, you know, a man having a breath of life in him.
若是一口气活着的那个意思的话，我们只要的确只要靠食物就可以了。
Truly, if all we're saying is being alive, then yes, we only need food.
因为我们这个生命要维持下来，要活着一定要食物。
Because in order for us to endure, to be alive, we need food. And not only that, we only really need food, we don't need anything else. And we don't need to rely on God's word. And so we see today there are those unbelievers who don't rely on God's word and in fact don't believe in God's word. They're alive. And their living is not bad, it seems. And so the live here in this verse is not talking about being alive.
那是讲一个人活着那个光景那个情形是怎样一种表现。
But it is to say the quality or the condition of their living.
而不是只看他外面看得见他活着的情形表现。
It's not just the outward state of being alive.
而是说到他里面心灵里面那个情形那个光景。
But their inward condition of being alive.
我们看，躺在病床上那些病人。
We see those patients who are lying in bed that are sick.
不管他病有多严重。
No matter how serious their illness is,
只要他还没有断气，他就是活着。
As long as they haven't stopped breathing, they are still alive.
但是我们知道他是活着非常痛苦，没有盼望。
But we know that they are living in a state that is filled with pain and without hope.
有时候我们看到一个人，他身体非常健康，没有什么病痛。
Sometimes we see someone who is very healthy and they don't have any pains or illnesses.
但是他却活在一种非常忧虑、愁苦、烦恼里面。
But they're living in a condition that's filled with stress and
活在一个重担压力的里面。
And they're burdened by their life.
有时候比那些有病的人活得更痛苦。
And in some cases, you can say that their situation is worse than those who are sick.
所以有时候人活不下去了，他就走绝路了。
And so some people, they can't live anymore and then they would commit suicide.
So today we know the earth knows that living, not just to live, one breath, live, you have to live better.
And so we can see today people will actually recognize that living is more than just being alive. And living, you need some standards. And so fundamentally, to be alive, you need food.
但世人也知道不能单靠食物，不能单靠这个物质的食物。
And even people today recognize that they need more than just this physical food.
还需要那个精神的粮食。
They need some
精神。
Some spiritual sustenance as well.
我说魂里面，所以有文学啊、音乐啊、艺术啊，这许多种东西，成为人的精神的粮食。
And so they have philosophy, music, and art things for their soul.
还需要有一些休闲活动。
And some recreational activities.
有的人还认为说，要一个宗教信仰，心里有个寄托，那这样的话，他就更好，生活就更有品质。
And some people would also recognize maybe they need some sort of religious activity so their life would be more balanced.
他们就可以活得非常愉快，非常满足。
And they can live a life that in which they are satisfied.
但是我们今天从外面看，许多人好像这些东西他们都有了。
And so, you see, today, outwardly, some people seem to have all of these things.
但是今天人有没有活着更好？
But today, are people living better?
从人类历史的发展告诉我们。
From history and the advancement of human civilization, we see.
各方面都在进步，各方面越过越丰富。
In every aspect, we're improving and getting better and better.
但是人活着是更没有平安，更没有安全感。
But people seem to be even less secure in their life and less at peace.
更忧虑，更不知道前途怎么样，没有把握。
They seem to be even in more despair and they don't know what's ahead in their future and they have less hope.
人的心里面更苦闷，更虚空，更觉得孤单。
And they'll see that their lives seem more empty, and they don't
带来更多的罪恶。
And they're bringing even more sin.
社会国家面对更多的问题。
And so the civil society in these nations are facing even more problems.
这些都不是外面这些所谓的物质的食物、精神粮食可以解决的。
And these are not problems that the physical food and their sustenance of their spirits that they have created that they can solve.
因为主已经告诉我们了。
Because the Lord has already told us.
人活着，人你要活得好， 不能只单靠食物。
If you want to live and live well, you can't rely on food alone.
当然，这个食物，刚才这个食物不是单单只是靠，只是说到那些物食，吃到肚子里面的食物，而是包括所有外面的那些东西。
And so this food that the Lord is speaking of is not just physical food that we can eat into our stomachs, but also these other things that we have made for ourselves as well.
人要活着好，还要靠神的话。
If we want to live well, we have to rely on God's word.
所以先知阿摩斯在第八章里面也告诉我们。
So the prophet Amos in chapter 8 also told us.
他说人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。
It says, behold,
人饥饿非因无饼。
I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water.
干渴非因无水。
Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water.
那因不听从耶和华的话。
But rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
人今天觉得饥饿，人觉得干渴，不是因为没有饼，没有水喝。
Today, people feel hungry and thirsty. It's not because they don't have bread to eat or water to drink.
乃是因为没有神话，不靠神话，不听从神的话。
Because they are not hearing the word of the Lord. They don't believe in it or rely upon it.
就是今天人地上生活的一个光景，活着的一个光景。
So this is the situation of people living in the world today.
所以很清楚，我们可以看见，人要活得好，活得有满足，有享受。
So we can see very clearly that that people want to live and live well today. It's not they cannot rely on these physical things, but they have to rely on the word of the Lord.
需要靠神的话。
They have to rely on the word of the Lord.
当我们主耶稣来到地上的时候，圣经也告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus came down to the world. The Bible told us.
人子来也吃也喝。
The Son of Man came to eating and drinking.
主道成肉身来到地上，成为一个血肉肢体的人，和我们一样。
The Lord became a man of flesh and blood, just like us.
他有肉身上需要。
He had these physical needs as well.
所以他需要喝，他需要吃，他需要喝，让他能够活着。
He needed to eat and drink to be alive.
让他能维持这个肉身生命可以继续活下去。
In order for his physical body to endure and continue living.
但是他活着不是单靠这个食物，而是靠神的话。
But his life was not reliant upon just this food, but upon the word of the Lord.
当主耶稣生活在地上的时候，他没有凭着，他做每一件事情没有凭着自己专做，都是根据神的话。
So our Lord, when he was living, he didn't live according to his own will, but according to the word of God. And he lived on earth according to God's word. And he didn't rely on himself to live. He relied on God's word.
So he said, my food,这是那那差我来者的旨意，行做成他的工。
So he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
主有些食物是门徒所不知道的。
So the Lord had this food that the disciples didn't know.
他说我的食物就是遵行那差我来的旨意。
And he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
他是根据神的话，根据神的旨意活在地上。
And so he was living according to God's word here on earth.
他是活在神的旨意里面。
He was living in God's will as well.
我刚才说，主耶稣所引用的话都是出于《生命记》。
And I said before that all of the words that the Lord used in Matthew was from Deuteronomy.
Yeah,
they came from Deuteronomy.
这一句，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一句话，就是在刚刚读过《生命记》第八章里面的话。
And so, this phrase, if you are the Son of God, this phrase, you, man should not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, came from, Deuteronomy chapter 8.
当摩西带以色列百姓来到约旦河东，在摩亚平原，在那里，他们准备要进到迦南美地。
So after the Israelites left Egypt and wandered the desert, and they're crossing the Jordan to enter into the Promised Land.
摩西在那回顾历史的时候，对那第二代百姓所说的话。
Moses was recounting the history and speaking to the second generation.
他说：“你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。”
You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years.
是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你内心内如何肯守他诫命不肯。
That he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
他在那里苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃。
He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know.
神在那四十年带领以色列百姓在旷野生活的时候。
So when the Lord led the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness,
因为有神在那苦练试炼他们。
On one hand, the Lord was humbling them and testing them.
在许多不容易艰难环境里面，神在那熬炼他们。
And so, in many difficult situations, the Lord was testing them.
然后有时候任他们饥饿，然后叫把那天上的玛拉赐给他们吃。
He caused them to be hungry and then fed them with manna from heaven.
这一切的遭遇，这一切的带领是为了什么呢？
And what was the purpose of this leading and teaching?
那是要叫他们知道一件事情。
To let them know one thing.
要让他们学习一个功课。
To let them learn one lesson.
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的诫命。
That he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth.
所以整个四十年旷野生活，他们想要让他们学习的功课只有一件事情。
So this 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, there was only one lesson that he wanted them to learn.
不管是一个艰难环境，或是说神的确在那里给他们一个丰富的供应。
Whether the difficult situation or the Lord gave them a full provision.
那你告诉我说，这四十年他们衣服都没有穿破，他们脚也没有肿。
It says here that the 40 years their clothing did not wear out and their feet did not swell.
虽然也有艰难方面，但是也看见神实在是多方面的眷顾他们。
And so on one hand, it was a difficult situation, but on the other hand, we see how the Lord provided for them and cared for them.
目的是为了什么呢？
What was the purpose?
只有一件事情。
There's only one thing.
就是让他们知道人活着不是单单靠食物而已。
That they may learn that man does not live by bread alone.
需要靠神的话。
But they need to rely on God's word.
需要根据神的话活在神面前。
That to live according to God's word before the Lord.
就是因为他们没有，他们只单靠食物，他们没有靠神的话。
And so if they relied only on food and did not rely upon the Lord.
所以我们看见他们在旷野生活里面是非常痛苦的。
So we see that their life in the wilderness was very difficult and painful.
他们常常在那里争闹，都是为了吃喝的问题。
And they complained often in the wilderness because of issues relating to eating or drinking.
一直在那厌摩西，厌被逆神。
And so they complained to Moses and complained against God.
所以我们看见他们的确是活着。
So we see that they, yes, they were alive.
但是他们活的光景是什么样呢？
But what was the condition of their living?
活着一个非常悲哀的光景。
And they lived a very,
miserable
life.
回想他们当初刚刚出埃及的时候。
And so when they first left Egypt,
神说要把他们从埃及领出来，要带领他们带到那个应许给列祖的那个迦南美地区。
When the Lord led them out of Egypt, and it was leading them to the land promised to their forefathers.
他们相信神的话。
They believed in God's word.
他们出去的时候，神告诉他们说，他们在埃及的面前是昂然无惧出去的。
And the Bible tells us that when they left Egypt, they were rejoicing.
非常勇敢，非常抬起。
They were
抬起头来，好像非常有一个尊贵、一个尊严的一个光景出去。
And they left, boldly with their heads held high at, And so that was their condition when they were leaving Egypt to go to the promised land. And when they came to the Red Sea, ahead of them was the Red Sea, and behind them was the army of Pharaoh. And even though they were afraid, but Moses said to them,
他说你们只管站住，静默，不要出声。
He says, you just need to stand, and you don't need to say anything.
你们要看见神在那这里要行救恩。
And you'll see here, the Lord will do a work of salvation.
他们相信摩西的话，就是相信神的话。
And they believed Moses, and which was believing in the Lord.
所以神就使海水分开，让他们走干地过去。
And so the Lord caused the Red Sea to part and allowed them to walk across on dry land.
然后他们从红海上来的时候，他们就在红海边在那唱歌赞美神。
And when they crossed over to the other side of the Red Sea, there they praised the Lord and sang.
那么喜乐，那么有盼望的。
And they were therefore filled with joy and hope.
但是等到进到旷野以后，整个生活情形都改变了。
But when they entered the wilderness, their entire life condition changed.
因着环境的艰难，有时候遇到没有水吃喝，有时候又没有东西吃。
When they met with conditions where that were difficult, where they didn't have water to drink or food to eat,
他们就开始在埋怨摩西。
There they started to complain against Moses.
他们在那不相信神曾经对他们所说的话。
And they didn't believe the words that the Lord had said to them.
神要把他们带到那个迦南美地区。
That the Lord would lead them into Canaan, the promised land.
最终我们看见头一代从埃及出来那些20岁以上的男丁全部倒闭在旷野。
So we see that all of those who had left Egypt that were age 20 and above died in the wilderness.
所以当第二代他们准备进到迦南地之前，摩西就告诉他们。
So, and they were about to enter into the promised land. Moses told them, spoke to them.
这四十年旷野的经历。
This 40 years of history in the wilderness.
神只要让他们知道一件事情。
The Lord only wanted them to learn one thing.
他们内心是不是要肯不肯守神的诫命？
That in their heart, were they be able to keep his commandments?
让他们知道一件事情。
To let them know one thing.
学习一个功课。
To learn one lesson.
人活着不是单靠食物。
A man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切话。
A man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
只有靠耶和华口中所出的话，他们才能活得好。
Only by relying on the words that come out of the mouth of the Lord can they live well.
所以等到他们要进到迦南之前，摩西同样把这样原则来告诉他们。
And so when they were about to enter into Canaan, Moses told them this principle again.
在申命记二十八章那里就记载说。
So in Deuteronomy 28, it tells us.
你们将来进到迦南地以后，你们要过怎样生活，活着是怎样光景呢？
When you enter into Canaan, What is the kind of life that you will live?
你们是要活着在神的祝福底下成为蒙福的人呢？
Will you live according to the Lord as a blessed people?
还是活在那个神的咒诅管教里面？
Or will you live in disobedience and under the Lord's discipline?
还是根据你们是不是听从耶和华的话？
And that will depend on whether you listen to God's word.
你们是不是根据神的话在那里活着？
Are you living according to God's word?
你们若是根据神的话在那里活着，
If you live according to God's word and live there,
许多福就随着他们就临到他们身上。
There will be many blessings that will come upon them.
他们在那里人蒙福，牲畜也蒙福，全地也蒙福。
That if their people will be blessed and their land will be blessed and all that they have will be blessed.
他们在那里就有享受，在那里就有满足。
There they can enjoy and be satisfied.
在那里也有平安。
And they will have peace.
当仇敌来攻打他们的时候呢，他们就能得胜。
And if they are attacked by their enemies, they will be victorious.
但是若是他们在迦南地没有根据神的话在活着。
But if they live in Canaan not according to God's word,
他们整个生活正好都反过来。
Their entire life will be turned around.
地也不出产，因为天不下雨。
The earth will not produce because the heavens will not rain.
牲畜也没有也不能生产。
And they will not be able to make money.
仇敌来攻击他们的时候呢，仇敌从一条路来，他们要从七条路去逃跑。
If when they're attacked by their enemies, the enemy will come in one way, and then they will flee in seven different directions.
那就是他们是完全溃败。
Which means they are completely defeated.
他们在那里疾病攻击他们。各种的灾害临到他们身上。
And many diseases and pestilences will come upon them.
当他们不根据神的话活着的时候，他们就活在那非常可怜悲哀的一个光景里面。
If they don't listen to God's word, they will be living in a very miserable state.
所以弟兄姊妹看见，只有以色列百姓，他们到底要怎么活着呢？都是根据神的话。
So we see how the Israelites lived is totally dependent on God's word.
都是根据他们是不是在那里愿意照着神的话去过生活。
It's to see whether or not they will rely on God's word to live their lives.
听从神的吩咐。
To hear the calling from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们新约教会神的儿女。也是同样一个原则。
Brothers and sisters, today all of us who are called God's children are the same.
我们今天都活着。
We're all alive today.
我们需要靠食物我们才活着。
We need to rely on food to be alive.
可能也许我们还需要靠一些别的东西，好像也可以也才能活着。
And it may seem that we rely on other things to live as well.
但是我们真正能够活在神的祝福底下，是怎样才能活着有这样光景呢？
But how can we live under the blessing of the Lord?
我们是不是真正活在那个属天的平安、喜乐、满足里面？
Can we live in that heavenly peace and satisfaction and enjoyment?
我们是不是活在一种非常有安息、非常有盼望的一个生活里面？
Are we living a life filled with peace and hope?
都是根据我们，都是是不是我们根据神的话在活着？
It all depends on whether or not we're living according to God's word.
我们若是根据神的话在活着，
If we are living according to God's word,
自然我们在地上生活，活出来光景，活出来情形就完全不一样。
Then the condition of our life will be very different.
我们真是在那里有享受还有属天的平安。
And we can enjoy the heavenly peace.
但有时候我们会落在一些困苦，落在一些 不容的环境里面。
We may fall into some sort of difficulty or trial.
但是当这样的环境临到时候，我们再回到神面前，回到神的话里面的时候。
And when we're in that condition, as long as we return to God's word,
我们在那里因着神的话的安慰，因着神的话的鼓励。
And by the comfort and the encouragement of God's word,
我们整个属灵光景就有一个改变，就有一个翻转。
Then our spiritual condition will change and turn around.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样，我们今天是怎样活着呢
？So brothers, today, how are we living today?
都是根据神的话。
It is all according to God's word.
诗篇第一篇第二节第三节那里告诉我们。
Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 and 3, there it tells us.
他说，人若是为喜爱耶和华律法的人，作为思想，这人变为有。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
因为他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果实，叶子不枯干。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.
做的尽都顺利。
And in whatever he does, he prospers.
在这里就讲到一个有福的人，他是怎样生活，他是怎样一个活着呢
？So here we see a person that is blessed. What kind of life does he live?
他在那喜爱耶和华的话。
He delights in the law of the Lord.
他在那昼夜思想耶和华的话。
And he meditates on the word of the Lord day and night.
他在那根据神的话活着。
He's living according to God's word.
以致当这样子根据神的话活着的时候，他就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And if he's living according to God's word, then he is like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
然后按时候结果实。
And which yields its fruit in its season.
就按着季节。
According to its season.
我想没有一个水果树，它能够四季都当结果实。
I don't think there is a single fruit tree that can produce fruit in every season.
都有季节性的。
And they all follow the seasons.
唯独这一棵树。
Except for this one tree.
四季都可以结果子。
That can produce its fruit in every season.
那就是说到我们这些神的儿女们。
Which is us, the God's children.
若是我们常常思想读神的话，并且是照着神的话在生活的时候
，If we truly study God's word and live according to it，
我们在那里就能按着季节，每个季节我们都可以结出果子来。
And then according to a season, in every season we can produce fruit.
春天是一个非常美好的季节。
Spring is a very pleasant season.
花草都长出来，花都结，这个开花花，整个情形，整个局面让人非常舒服，非常觉得非常喜乐。
The grass starts to grow and the flowers start to bloom and everything seems very pleasant.
感谢神，有时候神带领我们，好像就来一个春天一样。
We thank the Lord that sometimes the Lord leads us and it's like we're.
好像我们所知道，除了环境所遇到事情都是那么美好，都是那么顺利。
And all the situations that we meet are very good and smooth.
我们在那里享受神的恩典。
There we enjoy God's grace.
当我们在这个春天的里面，当我们在读神的话的时候，我们里面就充满了感谢，我们里面充满了喜乐。
And there, we are filled with thanksgiving.
我们看见这一切都是神所赐的。
And you see, all these are from the Lord.
都是他恩典。
They're all from His grace.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们神的话就提醒我们，我们也常常在这样环境里面，我们更应该更多感谢他，赞美他。
And so God's word reminds us that when we're in this situation, we have to remember and give thanks and praise to the Lord.
好像在那里就有果子出来。
And then it seems we are bearing fruit.
不止我们在享受这个美好果实，也能够在那里让神也享受这个美好，称谢感谢他的果实。
Not only can we enjoy this fruit, but it is for the Lord to enjoy this fruit of praise, thanksgiving.
但是我们也知道。
But But we also know.
春天不一定一直下去。
Spring doesn't endure forever.
再来就是夏天。
Then comes the summer.
夏天是个炎热的气候。
Summer is a time of intense heat.
圣经说到这个炎热的夏天是一个试炼。
The Lord tells us that these extremely hot summer days are a trial.
是一个不容易的一个环境。
It is a difficult situation.
当人在这个夏天炎热许多苦难的里面的时候，我们怎么样活着呢？
When we're in this summer, in this difficult time, how do we endure?
我们在一个正常人的里面遇到这些难处的时候，室内的时候，我们里面会灰心，我们里面会觉得好像许多的一个难过。
Normally, when someone faces these difficult situations, they may despair and they'll feel uncomfortable inside.
我们常常会在那怨天尤人。
We may complain.
但是，若是我们这个在这样环境处境里面，我们仍然回到神的话语里面。
But if in these conditions we return to God's word,
我们再来看见神的话。
And we see God's word.
原来这是神所量给我们的。
This is something that the Lord has given to us.
虽然有苦难。
Even though it is a difficulty.
但是他一直说我们在他里面有平安。
He has promised that in him we have peace.
我们在难处里面因着神的话就给我们无限的安慰。
Even in these difficult times, God's word gives us this limitless comfort.
我们相信神仍然与我们同在。
We know that God is with us.
神仍然眷顾我们。
And God is providing for us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样读神的话的时候，我们整个心境可能就不一样了。
And so as we read God's word, our reaction may be completely different.
我们仍然可以活在一个有指望里面。
We can live it with hope.
我们看见在那里好像有另外一个果子又结出来了。
And there we see a different fruit has grown.
我们在那里又能够因着神的话，我们活得非常好。
And there, according to God's word, we can live very well.
不会因着苦难，好像我们就不再相信他了。
And that even though there's difficulty, we would not stop believing in him.
但是我们知道，有时候神也会把我们带到秋天。
And then sometimes the Lord will lead us to the fall.
秋天我们看见开始叶子枯干，掉下来了。
In the beginning of fall, we'll see the leaves will dry out and fall.
好像整个环境慢慢让人觉得好像非常暗淡，非常没有生气。
And everything seems very subdued with no life.
像怎么有时候我们在所处环境，我们属灵光景，有时候好像来到这个秋天这个情形里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, sometimes our spiritual life will seem to come to this condition of.
好像所看见的都没有叫我们得鼓舞的事情。
And in all that we see doesn't seem to encourage us.
不仅世界的事情是这样，世界环境带给我们是这样子。
Our situations in the world will also bring us the same.
有时候我们看见神的家好像是这么荒凉。
And sometimes when we look at God's house, we'll see, you know, it's seemingly so desolate as well.
好像叶子都枯掉了。
That the leaves have dried out.
好像一点点的风一吹来就掉在地上了。
And that just a gentle breeze would knock all the leaves off the trees.
让里面沉闷，让里面没有力气。
That we would feel that we have no strength within ourselves.
那我们不能够显出那活泼的气象出来。
And that we would not be able to demonstrate that liveliness within us.
在这样环境里面，好像我也是活着非常苦闷。
And it seems that we would be living very miserably as well.
但是每当我们再来到神话语跟前的时候
，But every time we come before God's word.
我们在那里思想神话的时候。
As we consider God's word,
我们看见神的话重新在更新我们里面的灵。
The word of God would revive our spirit.
原来神仍然在那里顾念我们。
That the Lord is there encouraging us.
神仍然要借这个环境要来造就我们。
And that through this situation, the Lord is saving us.
知道更知道要来投靠他，更知道要活在他里面。
That we would need to learn that we have to trust in Him even more and rely on Him even more.
当我们这样靠神的话活着的时候。
So as we live according to God's word,
我们叶子不枯干。
That our leaves will not dry out.
我们从外面所表示出来的那是青翠的树叶。
And our expression would be these crisp green leaves.
是活泼是有生命的一个气现象。
And we are demonstrating a liveliness.
在这里也有果子结出来。
And here also we will produce fruit.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
都是因着神的话。
It is all according to God's word.
也许神又把我们带到更深熬炼里面。
And maybe the Lord would bring us even into a deeper state.
严寒的一个冬天。
And an extremely cold winter.
我想这样冬天实在是人很不愿意所进来一个环境。
And I think these are situations that no man would want to consider entering into.
就像今天我们今天是正好是冬天，外面下大雪，地上积很多雪。
And just like today, it happens to be winter outside and it's snowing, and the snow's piling up. And it seems like we shouldn't go outside.
只待在家里面。
We can only stay at home.
今天那还是一个外面的环境而已。
And today there is only an external situation.
有时候我们是会处在一个属灵的一个严冬的里面。
Sometimes we may be in a spiritual winter.
我们看见今天地上神的教会。
You see today God's church.
好像都是在冬眠。
It seems that we're all hibernating.
好像也不能做什么。
We can't seem to do any work.
神的百姓是那冷冰冰的，一点生气都没有。
And God's people seem to be frozen.
对属灵的事情没有太多的反应。
And there's no reaction to spiritual things.
好像神的话，神的工作好像在我们身上好像就是停顿下来。
And God's work in our lives seems to have stopped.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们处在这样一个严冬的时候，
But if we're living in this frozen state,
这也是一个极大的一个考验，极大的一个试炼。
This is a very great trial and lesson to be learned.
但是当我们来到神面前，神的话语面前，我们在思想神话的时候，
As we gather before God's word and consider it,
神的话告诉我们说，他仍然坐在宝座上。
His word tells us that he sits on the throne.
一切都在神的掌管当中。
And all things are in his control.
其实洪水患难，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
Through the flood and the storm, the Lord still.
因着神的话，我们里面再次得到鼓舞。
And through God's word, we receive encouragement.
我们再次得到盼望。
And we have this hope.
好像在一个极其黑暗的一个属灵环境当中。
And even in this dark spiritual situation,
我们仍然充满了盼望。
We are still filled with hope.
我们仍然可以活着非常好。
And we can live very well.
我们知道神仍然与我们同在。
Because we know that God is with us.
神仍然会眷顾我们。
And God will take care of us.
因为在这个黑暗已深的时候，很快春天又再来了，马上很快就天亮了。
Even in the In this darkness of winter, the spring will come and the sun will rise.
这些有一天都要过去了。
And all these things will one day pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子靠着神的话在活着的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as we live according to God's word.
我们整个属灵的心境完全开朗了。
Our entire spiritual condition will be opened.
里面完全明亮过来了。
And we'll be enlightened.
因为神的话就是光。
Because God's word is light.
看见我们前途仍然是光明的。
And we see that the path before us is light.
因为这些都是暂时，有一天都要过去。
Because all of these situations around us are temporary and will pass away.
即使在冬天仍然能够结出果子来。
We thank the Lord that even in the winter we can produce fruit.
整个生活表现完全是一个非常有生命的一个情形。
And that our spiritual condition will be one that is filled with life.
当我们这样活着的时候，不仅叫里面能够活得非常好，非常有愉快，非常满足，有享受。
And not only will our life, if we live this way, be filled with enjoyment and
fulfilled.
And it won't be dependent on these outward conditions.
乃是因着神的话,
but relying upon God's word.
并且在那里，这些果实也能够叫别人得享受。
And not only that, these fruits can cause someone else to enjoy as well.
供应别人。
And be a provision for someone else. And if we live this way, then we can see that our lives will have meaning and purpose. We'll see that life as God's children is a beautiful. And no matter the season, whether it is smooth or difficult, and that by God's word, we can dwell before Him.
弟兄姊妹，因着神的话，我们就知道，作为神的儿女，实在是件蛮好的事情。So
according to God's word, we can see that being God's children is truly blessed.
因为我们知道，人活着不是单靠食物。Because
we know that man does not live by bread alone.
而是靠神口里所说出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. These are the words that the Lord Jesus has said. And this is the life that the Lord Jesus lived here on earth. And this is the life that all of us, children of the Lord, live. As the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness, the Lord didn't want them to learn very many lessons. There's only one lesson, one thing that they needed to learn. To let them know. And man does not live by bread alone. But man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. May the Lord be gracious to us. That as we live here in the world today, are we willing to live in the will of the Lord? Are we willing to live the way that the Lord wants us to live? And we want to live a very good life. And we want to live in a condition where we have the peace and enjoyment and of the Lord. We need to rely upon the Lord. Because God's word is our foundation. And only by living according to God's word can we live with meaning. And this is the life that is according to God's will for us to live.
And
so may we continue to learn this lesson. From this first word of the Lord. To live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And this concludes my sharing. May our brother Jeff conclude us in a word of prayer.
Stop for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that we have just heard.
父啊，感谢你。
Indeed, how precious is your word to us.
是的，你的话对我们是多么的宝贵。
It is your word that sustains us and uplifts us.
是你的话扶持了我们。
So Father, we ask that you may continue to teach us to turn to your word in every season and in every circumstance.
父啊，我们求你提醒我们。转向你，不管在任何的境况，任何的季节。
That in your word that we may be encouraged.
在你的话语里，我们得以坚固。
So that we may know how to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们活出来的生活是可以讨你的喜悦。
So may you bless your word. May we thank you again. I want to pray all these things in your son's most holy and precious name.
请你祝福你的话语，再次感谢你，祷告祈求是奉你儿子最宝贵圣洁的名。